Welcome to the Creativity Cafe for the creatively adventurous and the relentlessly curious.
We have inspiring conversations with creative women from all over the world.
I'm Paige Baldwinando, and I'm a creativity coach who helps people maximize their creative potential, and I'm also a writer.
And I'm Jordana Matsuda. I'm an illustrator on my creative journey, with Paige helping me along the way.
We're both long-term residents of Japan, a country bursting with creative energy that inspires us every day.
So go grab a cup of tea and join us in discovering new creative landscapes here on the Creativity Cafe. Hello, Paige.
Hi, Jordana.
Can you believe it? We've finished season two. That's it. This is the wrap up. This is the final episode.
I really can't. It's been such a fun and exciting season and such a joy to speak to so many interesting people from around the world.
It is. It's so interesting. Like when I look at season one and season two, all the different women we've spoken to and how each season has its own collective vibe as well. Don't you feel?
Totally. Yes. Yeah. I love how season two has this real sense of vibrancy to it and a sense of like just joy and movement and vitality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's so much enthusiasm, I think, mm-hmm. from each person individually that, you know, collectively you can really, like, you know, as hosts, I guess we're so involved with it, so we feel it much in a much stronger way. You can really feel that vibrancy for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So for you, was there anything that you came away from season two kind of noticing or feeling in the way these conversations impacted you?
Yeah, after each conversation we had, I felt so inspired to either one, go and try what that person makes, be it sewing or what have you. Or just go away and like research more about that type of art form.
Right.
I just felt inspired to do something, to follow up, to like continue that energy, you know, within my own life, which I came away from each conversation with. Which was so joyful. It's like to have that new kind of shot of enthusiasm about something completely different from what I do. Kind of ignited my own motivation for my own work as well, which was a nice surprise.
yeah, absolutely.
How about you? Like what inspired you from this season?
Yeah, I think so many things about this season. One of the things that I loved was that we had a tremendous variety of like creative work that people do, you know, and that to me is always exciting. Like I think because I'm a sort of multifaceted creator myself, I like to try lots of different things. I like to dip my toe in a lot of places. And I just had such a lovely time listening to people talk about music or painting or sewing or all these different things that people are doing. Really felt to me like, oh, you know, like you're saying, like I could do that too, or I could go deeper into that. That sort of diversity of perspectives feels inspiring to me every time.
Yeah. There was a sense of like, oh, why not? Yeah. I've always felt, oh, why not me too? Well, I can try a little bit of that.
Right.
That would be interesting to incorporate here. Or yeah.
Exactly. Definitely. Yeah. And then there's the element too of like, you know, when each person is talking about her creative practice and what she does to move beyond any kind of obstacle that she's feeling, like if she's just not feeling that it that day or whatever's going on for her, it's just like not moving. Hearing how people just maintain their connection to their creative work, no matter what, also I find so deeply inspiring and so like hopeful, you know.
Yes.
No matter what, we can maintain this relationship to our creativity, even when it's hard, even when we're moving country or we're doing all these different things that are actually, you know, like a pretty significant disturbance to our regular lifestyle. That loyalty or that love, that relationship between oneself and the creative practice, I just find it really moving, you know?
It really is. And like that, I think my biggest takeaway when I think about it on a personal level is, and what I was inspired by, is that, like you were saying, that connection to your intuition. Because it's such a journey, isn't it? The growth that you have with your intuition. For me, you know, I started off ignoring it, or I started off not listening to it properly. And then it's such a work in progress. And I feel like some of the women we spoke to, like their connection to their intuition is so strong and confident, yeah, and it's unwavering. And just hearing them talk, I could sense that strong connection with their intuition and the confidence that comes from that.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I was blown away by that. I was like, oh, I can feel that energy, how much they trust it, how much they work with it. Like you said, even when there's obstacles or things aren't working out, they don't give up. They're like, oh, they understand. Oh, this is a part of the process.
Yes.
And, you know, it kind of goes without saying sometimes. But then also, when, for me, starting out relatively recently, really, it's still something that I'm working with and learning to trust more. I really loved those conversations about intuition or working through issues that, you know, they may be having, and how it wasn't such a big deal. Because, yeah, I think there is a stereotype of artists being, you know, oh, I can't do this work, it's, you know, overly dramatic or what have you. But, you know, I wonder if you're really connected with your intuition, it doesn't need to be like that. It's more accepted and, you know.
Yeah. That I do think, you know, when we have a kind of adversarial relationship with our creative work, which is where that kind of drama comes from,
yes,
like, I'm gonna do it, you know, that like feeling of, you know, my creativity is on one side and I'm on the other side.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I have to defeat it. I have to like get the best of it, and, you know, get what I want from it, extract from it, right? That to me is not ideal when it comes to enjoying your creative work and getting the best out of it, and actually getting like the most out of it that it is capable of being. To me, to do that really requires a very friendly, loving relationship with your creativity, you know, where you and your creativity are friends, where you love each other, where you enjoy being together, doing things together. You know, to me, that is far more enjoyable. It's far more productive, and it's far more fun to,
yes,
you know, to do that. I think when we get into that place of like, of battling, there's no way to win.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
It's a lose-lose endeavor.
It really is. And I think, like, that's really, you know, you've helped me to see that as well so much with, you know, the help that you've given me with the coaching, what have you, is, you know, just accepting that it's a part of the process, you know, makes the process richer, and you learn so much more about yourself as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. It's a win-win endeavor when, no matter what happens, it's information.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And we're looking at it as, oh, okay, all right, so clearly this isn't working today. What might work instead? You know,
yep,
like asking ourselves these kind, curious, open-ended questions, you know,
yeah,
as opposed to the question of like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah. Why isn't this working?
Yeah. Yeah. Those aren't helpful questions, actually, yeah, when it comes to maintaining a healthy relationship with our creativity and with ourselves.
Yeah. And I think our guests all seem to have a really healthy relationship with their creativity.
Yeah.
So
it's wonderful to witness, and it's such a joy to to have, you know, so many amazing people allow us to take part in a small way in this conversation about their creative work and to kind of let us in a little bit into their creative worlds, because what an honor.
Yeah, it really is. Because, you know, as we, you know, we're a part of the conversation, so we, you know, learn so much about them. But then also everyone else who's listening, you know, everyone is probably at different stages in their own creativity. So to be able to hear from all these wonderfully creative women and know, you know, one day I can be at that point as well, no matter where they are right now. It's very inspiring, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I think it's the kind of thing too, where like it can be immediate. Like we can sink in immediately to something that's just a feeling, you know? Like, what's the feeling I'm getting from this person? How can I evoke that feeling right now, you know, in my creative work or in my whatever it is, even if it's something like parenting or, I don't know, driving, you know, like how can I feel more ease? How can I feel more joy? How can I feel more connectedness?
Yeah.
So I'm curious, you recently were actually just now wrapping up your very first exhibition in Tokyo of paintings that you have done.
Yes.
I'm curious for you how that emotional experience has been. Like, how has it been for you through that process of, you know, creating the paintings and getting them up there on the wall?
Yeah, it's been really interesting because I never, you know, I decided back in the autumn last year to like change what I was doing with my life. So I made that decision last autumn, and then this spring, I closed my previous business and decided to put all my energy into making art. And I never thought that I was going to have an exhibition. I never really thought that was an option for me. I was more focused on, you know, doing illustration and thinking more about, you know, paper-based products and this and that, what have you. And I don't know, like, I was with one of our guests at her exhibition, Helena. She was having her exhibition, and it really inspired me, and I just thought, well, why, maybe I could do this. Like, you know, I think the realization that, oh, like, I am an artist too, aren't I, like, that, just though, you know, that small, you know, description of myself, I am an artist, still feels, I don't know what the emotion connected to is. It feels unreal sometimes. Still. So I think in a way for me, making that decision to, you know, join the exhibition, I guess was a really good way to confirm to myself, like, yes, you are doing this. This kind of mini goal I set for myself, it was, you know, looking back now, it was a really great way to kind of start this new chapter and confirm to myself that, you know, you can do this, Jo. It's been, you know, I've learned a lot through doing it, and you know making the work kind of feels like the easy bit. It's all the other bits, you know, the more practical bits that I had no idea about, that's what I've been learning, I think. Yeah.
And those can be significant hurdles sometimes in our minds, you know, and then we notice that when we take action, even when it's a very small action, sometimes especially when it's a very small action, we're like, oh, well, this is doable, actually. Like, I can do this thing, you know. I can ask the gallery owner if they're looking for new work, you know, I can, you know, whatever the next step is, those small steps, like taking those small and doable steps, is seems to be something that you have been doing, you know, to great effect.
And you say, because you were there, weren't you, when I asked the gallery owner?
Yeah,
I was like, and that was just a spur of the moment, like literally in that moment. That's when I thought, oh, maybe. And you just never know, like you say, those small decisions or small actions, you never know where it's going to lead you. And I think that's why, you know, listening to your intuition, those little moments of, oh, why not?
You know,
acting on those can make such a difference in the long run, even though you don't know at that moment.
And the thing about intuition is that the more you use it, the stronger it gets, you know. So it's a beautiful upward spiral of positivity when, you know, you decide, I'm going to follow my intuition here, and it feels good. And then there's more, like the intuition is kind of like, oh, she's listening. I'm going to talk to her more. I'm going to make it clear, you know.
I'm gonna wake up from this sleepy place and, you know.
Because that, I think, is the intuition is just something that is not always given a place in our world, the way our day-to-day life is. And so we forget about how to use it. And even though it's such an intrinsic part of who we are, you can't lose it. It's not possible.
Exactly.
But it can get like an, you know, a muscle that hasn't been exercised in a while.
Yeah. And it is interesting because I've been actually with you, like doing the like more intuitive artwork has really made me think as well, like what kind of work I'm going to be making going forward. And I have so many things, you know, I want to make. But yeah, I'm definitely feeling right now more drawn to like intuitive art, a bit more kind of abstract art. It feels more deeply connected to my how I'm feeling right now as well. So yeah, that's been so interesting doing that with
This,
you.
the project we've been doing together in collaboration with our season one guest, Miyoko Mochizuki, has been just incredible. Like, do you want to describe it a little bit for people, like to share what it is and what it's like?
We've been working together and we have like certain questions that Paige asks, and through that question you kind of intuitively like you think about, or for me anyway, thinking about that question. And it's really interesting because sometimes that question, I have an instant feeling or image in my mind or color, there's some reaction I have to that question, and you know, just intuitively make whatever it is. But other times, some of the questions I'm like, there's nothing, there's like a blank screen in my mind, it's just a blank screen. So that, you know, that process is really interesting because you know, when we have those images or colors, it's very easy, but when we don't, what do I do? And that has been a really learning, a really interesting like kind of learning curve to think, because you got two, for me, I feel like I've got two choices in that situation. I either just try and make something up, or I sit for a little bit longer and wait for just a feeling or a thought or what have you. And usually if I just sit and just, you know, accept that blankness for a few moments, just look at the, you know, materials in front of me, picking up something, you know, physical in my hand and just using that, something will come. And I think that that process builds a lot of trust with your intuition as well. And what we found, hey, you know, the ones that feel the most difficult at the beginning have the biggest kind of lesson or message for us in the end.
Because I think when you're creating an image from this intuitive place, you know, very often the logical mind wants to come in and answer this question, right? You ask the question, and your logical mind immediately jumps in and is like, well, I know the answer to that, or and that's fine, you know. And part of the experience is to like let the logical mind just sit to the side for a moment while your intuition comes forward and says, well, what about this color? What about this shape? What if we chose this brush, you know? And to follow that, the experience of following it is genuinely kind of magical, wouldn't you say?
It is, it really is, because yeah, we I think because the time limit as well, we've got excuse me, It's like time limit for each piece. I know I can't go to where I would n most naturally feel comfortable to go,
Yes,
which is drawing an image.
right.
Like I can't go there. Like in 5 minutes, I'm not going to draw anything. I
Yes.
can't do anything.
Yeah.
So, you're for me, I'm forced out of my natural way of my go-to, my default, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah.
That practice
Yeah.
is, yeah, it's really meaningful.
And that container allows for, because you can't do what your default would be, including the logical mind coming in and telling you what to do, right? It creates an opportunity for new communication with this deep subconscious part of yourself that you're not ordinarily in close contact with every single day or anything like that. You know, there are messages coming through from a deeper part of yourself that are profound a lot of the time and are surprising almost 100% of the time. It's surprising.
It's interesting, isn't it, how this practice does tap into that subconscious message and like why? How? I'm always like, I'm always wanting to know everything. But yeah, so it's like, oh, where is it coming from? Like, how did it get here? And how did I not know this before? Why is it only coming up now? It's a really interesting process.
It really is. Yeah. And it's especially fun to do it with other people. You know, I have been doing this practice since the year 2000 when I was a newly graduated 21-year-old girl, you know, who went to, I moved across the country by myself and I was in this new city and I discovered this practice of visual journaling. And because I was at this really pivotal moment in my life where I was all alone on the other side of the country, didn't have any people, you know, it was a really kind of emotionally stark time in my life. I did this practice by myself most of the time. And through these 23 years of me doing it, I have been doing it by myself a lot of the time, the grand majority of the time. But doing it in the company of other people, in collaboration with other people, adds so much depth and nuance and enjoyment to the process. Because what we discover too is that certain themes emerge, you know, between all of us as we work. You know, certain things are clear, or sometimes there are huge differences between how one person interprets a question and how another person does. But either way, it's a different conversation and it's a different level of depth that we can go to.
And I really feel like because, after we've made each piece, we have when we finish making the pieces, sorry, we have a we talk together about the pieces we made and ask questions. And how like I in my mind, I feeling that I made it's these things. But then when we have the discussion and you hear other people's feelings about their work and then they ask you questions about your work, you start to learn even more. There's like a second layer of, oh, I didn't even realize I did that. Or, oh, I didn't even realize I was feeling that way until that question was asked. And then I had to verbally explain or talk about it's like, oh, okay, now that makes sense.
Even I'm remembering like last time we did this process together, you asked me a question about one of my images that brought forth an insight that I would not have gotten to without your question. You know, it was a question about boundaries. And, you know, I just had been thinking in a certain way, which was the way I often think. You know, this is how thought goes, right? Like the way our thoughts move in our mind is very often along the well-worn paths they've taken a million times before. But your question helped open up a new insight. And that would not have happened had we not been doing it in collaboration with each other. So, yeah, I appreciate that so much.
Yeah, it's Yeah, that's one thing I think we've both felt over the last year or two is working together with other people is such a rich experience and brings so much more meaning to whatever project it is we're working on, hey?
Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, like I think that that's something that for me, I didn't have before the last couple of years. I wasn't much of a collaborator. I tended to work on my own. That's just been my way. But the joy of working with others, in especially in a creative setting, has just been blowing my mind.
Because you've got so many projects going on at the moment as well, haven't you? Kind of, what are you up to these days?
So I have the podcast with you, which is an absolute joy that I love doing so much. I have my regular coaching practice. So I see one-on-one coaching clients every week, which is just incredible and joyful and so much fun. And it's also so deep and connected. I really love that work. And this is an offering that I'm working with Helena Svensson, who you mentioned earlier, the gallery, the friend who you visited the gallery with. Helena is now in Oslo, Norway, where she's splitting her time between Tokyo and Oslo, and she and I are working on this really, really cool intuitive collage class series where we'll be doing monthly workshops. So they are called in Intuitive Collage Circles, monthly workshops to unleash your creativity. And
Oh,
it's so
yeah,
exciting.
that sounds fun. I love the word unleash in there.
Yes. Because so much is leashed up and confined about our creative processes, and we are unlearning so many things, right? About how to access those aspects of ourselves again. But yeah, these are Zoom classes that will be circles, essentially. So circles of women coming together to intuitively create collage work. Helena does amazing work with collage, and she is also just a really cool human who, she just brings a lot of like boldness and vivacity to everything she
Yes.
does, don't you think?
I love talking with her. I love hanging out with her. She's funny as well.
She's so funny. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she and I will be leading these Zoom workshops once a month, and I would love to invite anyone listening to come and join us. Will you be there, Jordana?
I will. Yeah, I'd love I'm, yeah, I'd love to join. I
Yes.
love collage and I love you too, so yeah.
And I the themes of each workshop will be, I think, going pretty deep. So I'm excited about that too, because you know how I feel about
Do you
diving.
have any ideas? Well, obviously you do. What kind of can you share with us yet? What kind of themes are you doing, or is that?
Yeah, so each workshop will be centered around the themes related to a certain goddess. Helena works a lot with goddesses, especially Greek goddesses. And for the first workshop, we'll be working with the energy of Persephone, you know, so this movement from kind of the good girl, right, of the surface level good girl who is frolicking in a field of daisies, right, to something deeper and more expressive and more accepting, embracing of our inner depths and our own power. So that's the theme we'll be working with for the very first workshop. And we have additional workshops planned for the whole rest of the year, each of them incorporating a different goddess and her energy. So I'm really excited about
Oh,
that.
wow, that sounds amazing.
Yes. Yeah. I also plan to be doing some writing workshops, and those are also like really intuitively guided. So, you may have noticed that I really love to work with the intuition. I really.
Really? I had not noticed that at all. Okay, thanks for letting us know.
It's so powerful when we tap into that part of ourselves, specifically in relation to places where we don't normally use it, you know. So very often with writing, we've been trained, you know, we've been trained how to write, we've been trained how to think about writing. But when we tap into a more intuitive relationship with words and what we would like to express with words, again, it can be quite magical. Like something really beautiful and magical starts to happen as we kind of rewire ourselves to turn towards that alive and wild part of ourselves that wants to say something and can use words to do it. So that'll be the focus of some writing workshops that I have coming up as well.
So those writing workshops, is that for anyone, or is that for people who are more kind of use writing as their creative outlet?
It was for anyone. Yeah.
Anyone.
I think writing is something that we can all enjoy, actually. And maybe even sometimes, especially if we didn't necessarily enjoy it when we were younger, like in school, you know, writing is something we all do every day, whether we think about it that way or not. We're texting, we're emailing, we're doing it, you know, all day, every day, a lot of us.
Yes. Yeah.
And it is such a unique and powerful expressive tool that when we want to tap in to our intuitive nature to use it, it can bring forth a lot of really cool and interesting insights for us, I think.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting, because I love to journal. So I always want to write more. There is always the apprehension of like, well, I'm just not that good at writing.
Right.
Yeah. So there's like, now I understand, now thinking about it, now I understand how other people may feel about painting.
Totally. Yes.
On the flip side.
And that's kind the thing. Like, I think those stories that we told ourselves beginning very long ago, when we challenge those stories, you know, and we come into this part of ourselves, because writing belongs to you as much as it belongs to anyone else.
Yeah.
You know, and writing can be your friend.
Yeah. And like writing, I don't have to share it with anybody. Hey, that's exactly the thing. I'm not gonna be writing a book. So
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I often say that about writing, like no one has to know. We're not performing at Carnegie Hall here. You know, like we're sitting in a chair and writing something, like, or not. Maybe we can also write by walking and making a voice note. You know, we can write in a lot of ways. It doesn't have to look like, you know, an old curmudgeonly guy sitting in his attic plunking away on his typewriter, you know?
Yes, for sure.
Writing can look like a lot of things. And in fact, we're writing a lot of the time without even realizing we're doing it, you know? Like, have you ever had this experience where you're like, okay, I need to write a message to so-and-so, to this person, and you're thinking about it while you're washing the dishes, while you're cycling to the grocery store, like you're kind of composing partially in your mind before you even sit to put anything down to words.
Yeah. And this is like really interesting, because I was like, I've been writing for my website, and like, you know, everyone, a lot of people these days talking about ChatGPT or like copy AI kind of stuff. And I was the website platform that I'm using now has an option. It didn't have that before. You can use AI to help write your copy. So I just tried it out just to see what would come up. And I was just like, oh my God, it was, you know, grammatically and, you know, the vocabulary they chose was great. But I was like, this sounds awful. I would never, like, you know, there's one thing to have AI to write something and it be perfectly fine. But like, it's not me. Like, I would never speak that way or write that way. And there is such an art to be able to write in your own voice. And like you say, you know, when you're thinking about, I need to write to this person, you know, that internal thought to then put it into words, you know, on a screen or on paper, and it be you and be your voice. It's also so beautiful when it's done correctly, or done, you know, in the way that's authentic. That makes me like just want to smash AI stuff to pieces. I'm like, just go away.
Yeah, because there is something so beautifully human.
Yes.
When you access who you are, you know, and you bring words forth from that place, you know. And that's what I would like to explore, in these workshops is like doing that, the practice of that, you know, the practice of going within, feeling and bringing forth, and allowing those to go back to the concept we talked about earlier, like the logical mind, the judgment mind, like, yeah, you're allowed to be here, but for now, you're going to sit to the side because I'm doing this.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I'm doing now. And the more we listen to that inner voice, that inner part that wants to say something, the stronger it gets and the more accessible it gets to us. You know,
wow, looks like I'm going to be joining all your workshops in the next few months, then, Paige, isn't it?
You're more than welcome. You mentioned your website. Will you tell us a little more about what you've got going on there?
Yeah, it's I guess like everybody's website, it's a work in progress, but it's basically done. It's been really interesting to make it and put it together, and it's so different from, you know, previous ones I've made because it's more personal, I guess. But yeah, it's almost it's live, it's out there, it's available. Yeah, I still have a bit of like trepidation to like share it with everybody. I don't know why, maybe because it's not 100% how I want it to be at the moment.
It's beautiful. It's
yeah
a beautiful site.
Yeah, I'm really happy with how it's coming along. It's more just like practical issues, I think, that I'm struggling with, as usual. I think that's probably usual.
Well, I do love how the site offers a peek into your work and your thinking, you know, how you create, how you paint specifically. And we get to see, you know, more of that, like of your work specifically with, you know, yeah, what interests you, what themes interest you, and what themes you come to paint. And it's beautiful work.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was interesting, like making the website made me realize like how I do feel like I have two different styles. Like my work is, I think overall it's kind of a graphic style, but it's either like very kind of like, you know, my interiors are very detailed and like it's very rich, and but then on the flip side of the more graphic stuff is kind of simple and basic. And I was like having this conversation with another friend and she's like, well, hello, Gemini sun, like, what, I wouldn't expect anything else from you. Of course you're gonna have two different styles. What are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, why do I feel like I have to have one? Why do I feel like, oh, these don't go together? So like, this is just who I am. And I think that element was kind of like the starting point of how I can talk about myself. Like, I'm not just one person. Oh, well, I am one person, but I've got more than one style, and that's okay. And
yeah,
I just kind of wanted to share, like, yeah, my, you know, about pages for me. You know, I love to read, like, people who I'm interested in, I love to read their about page, to find out who they are and why, what motivates them, and why they made this website, and why they're sharing what they are. And I really wanted to try and capture a part of me on that page. That, yeah, that definitely took me the longest. I don't want it to be a generic, like, I grew up here and I'm, you know, this is what I have to offer you, you know, on this business website, whatever. I wanted it to be a bit more personal and a bit more insightful.
And, you know, I think that as I have been friends with you over these past few years, like, that's what I've seen more and more of, is you coming to a place of knowing, knowing yourself, and bringing that forward in a way that is like generously sharing that with other people.
Yeah, I think like I always want to make stuff that I would love to see from other people. Do you know what I mean? Like, I love to see certain things from people or find out about things about other people. So I hope that I can share that same thing with other people as well. And again, it kind of goes back to, you know, what we were saying earlier about community and collaboration. Like, it's only through these certain collaborations and friendships that I've realized, oh yeah, that it's okay to be that way as well. Like, if I was by myself making all this, I would be obsessing and oh, but why this and why that, and overanalyzing, and yeah, having, great friends and great community around you makes you realize it's fine. I can be all those
Yes.
things.
Yes. You here. You know, there's room to be how you are and who you are. And I think so often, self-compassion is easier for us when we experience other people accepting us and enjoying us exactly as we are.
Yes,
You know,
so true.
yeah. So I think your website is beautiful, and I'm so excited for people to get to see it and to join your email list if they want to keep up with news for what's going on with
Yes,
you in
yeah.
the
Yeah, if anybody wants to find out more, yeah, please go and sign up. I'm going to be starting a little newsletter. It's going to go out just like a couple times a month. Yeah, I just want to share about life in Tokyo or stuff that I'm up to or things. Like for me, I always like I love to find out like little tidbits of where I can buy it. Like in Japan, it's so hard to find, and I love interiors. Like find nice interior stuff that ships to Japan or
Oh, yeah.
where you can find like little bits and bobs in Tokyo, what have you. So just little bits like that, really.
Exciting. That's
Did
really
you
fun.
don't You have a email. You send out emails, so don't you?
I do. I have
Your
a weekly
information.
that I send out. And it's a little news update about all the things I'm offering, including I have my free offering of co-creation time every week that I share with people, where we have, you know, this lovely, really lovely community that comes together and we work together on whatever project. Each person focuses on their own project and we work together quietly for that hour. And it is really cool, actually, how much motivation and momentum can come from just being there together and doing something. Like, I find the focus from that incredible. So I'm sharing about the next one of those coming up and whatever's going on for me creatively. So all the things I've been talking about today, there'll be updates about those, including when the time comes in September, the next season of the Creativity Cafe
Oh
podcast.
yes, you haven't even spoken about that
Yeah,
yet,
we
have
haven't, but we have already started recording. And I gotta say, I am so excited about the guests we have and the conversations we're having with them. They are phenomenal already.
Yeah, can you? I can already feel the vibe for season three. And again, it's a different collective vibe, isn't it? Which is it's
Yeah.
really deep and really interesting. And yeah, you're gonna love everyone. You're gonna love these interviews coming up.
You really are.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so excited for everyone to get to listen to them. So yeah, if you want to be sure not to miss a single episode, please subscribe to the podcast so that you'll be alerted as soon as the first one comes out in September. And you can also sign up to our email lists and get news about all of the goings on for each of us. All of that will be in the show notes. Jordana will put some links in the show notes for all of those things, right, Jordana?
Yes, I will. Yep. In the show notes, I will put our website address for each of us and also our Creativity Cafe email.
Yes.
So if you want to ask us a question in season three, please email us there and we'll be more than happy to answer it in upcoming episodes.
Yes, we love hearing from you. So please do let us know what's on your mind. And even if you just want to say hi, drop us a line.
Yes, come and say hi.
Yeah.
We're really friendly. We'll reply, don't worry.
Yes, it's, you know, the whole vibe of the Creativity Cafe, I think, is this like just lovely, warm, hanging out together, drinking something enjoyable, like a little tea or something, and just hanging out and having fun. So, yeah, please come join us next season two for season three of the Creativity Cafe. We can't wait to see you there.
See you in September.
Bye, friends.
Thank you so much for listening today. We hope you enjoyed the episode.
So every week we have an Ask Us Anything section. If you have any questions about the creative process, creative blocks, or anything related to creativity really, please feel free to email us. Our address is thecreativitycafe21@gmail.com, or you can send us a DM on Instagram, where we can also be found at thecreativitycafe21. We look forward to hearing from you.
If you like the Creativity Cafe podcast, please subscribe and share it with other people who you think might like it too. Subscribing means that you never miss an episode, which means that we get to share all of these delightful conversations with you, knowing you'll get to hear every single one. You can subscribe by going to the show page on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and then just tapping on the plus sign or clicking on follow. It really helps the pod for you to do that. While you're there, if you'd be willing to leave us a rating and a review, we would love to have that too. We love to read what you think and hear your opinions, your thoughts, your feelings about the Creativity Cafe podcast. So please do go and leave us a rating and a review. Thanks, everyone.